It's the 20th of December 2014 in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. I remember a time in American history when listening to music like this around Christmas time would draw everyone into a repose position. Now, the atheist and the agnostic would never bow the knee or lower their head or lower their voices when they pass in front of a church, because they would say, oh, how foolish it is for people of intelligent mind to believe in the idea of a divine being that created us when we were all just, as the scientist tells us, mistakes, right? Nah. See, I recall a time back when we were on the way to church early Sunday morning. We would go down Main Street. And going down Main Street, in particular, I'm thinking about when you would be going north on Main Street, passing Slauson Avenue. We call that Church Row. Yeah, churches of all denominations, the big ones, the huge ones. Oh, my gosh. And I remember, in particular, St. Paul Baptist Church. St. Paul was one of the largest African-American churches in the Los Angeles area at that time. First, we would come upon St. Paul. It was, oh my, this golden white and pinkish color. And we were on our way to a small Baptist church on Jefferson and Central, basically on 35th Street and Jefferson, really. That's where we were on our way to, and I, as a boy, remember looking out of the window of the car. Oh, yes, by the way, later on in life, I became the pastor of that very same church. Isn't that wild? But I recall looking out of the window in my daddy's 54 Chevy, looking at the great St. Paul Baptist Church. And I said, oh, look at that church. Why don't we go there? And my grandmother would say, that's St. Paul. Brenham, I think, was the pastor at that time. And she would say, oh, he is something else. I knew the jealousy existed then between church people. I didn't understand it, but all I knew is that the building was beautiful. And I never thought that being a 10 or 11-year-old boy that I would ever walk there. As the car proceeded to go north on Main Street, oh my gosh. This Methodist church was next, huge. And when I asked about the Methodist church, I said, tell me about that. And they said, oh, anybody can go there. That's not a good church for us to go to, because you can be anything and go to that. And they don't believe the way we do. More, I saw secular, you know, the sectarianism in religion. As we proceeded to go north, we came upon this Gothic, huge, and it's still there, Catholic Church. It is one of the most frequented Hispanic American Catholic churches in the city. This was one of the older white Russian Orthodox Catholic churches. I mean, with the statues and everything. The inside of the church must be a jewel to behold. I've never been on the inside of that church, but I think maybe this week I'll go by and visit it. I've always wanted to go in and just to see the building, to see the architecture. Now they have a main cathedral downtown right off of the 101 freeway. Huge. Not Gothic. It's bland. Its flair is gone. Its cardinals and bishops are corrupt. As for St. Paul Baptist, it's no longer a Baptist church. An Islamic faith bought it, and it's become an encampment of education for the Islamics. The only church that is still reigning supreme on Main Street is the Catholic Church, and it's Hispanic, and it's more of a community center, but strong because they believe in God. They believe in those traditions. The Hispanics that have come to Los Angeles from all over the the Northern American countries are firm Catholics in their beliefs. The students that I teach in philosophy come out of that background. Those that believe in the monotheistic view of Jehovah, Elohim, Yahweh, Christmas time, when this kind of music meant something, when people could bow their heads and worship, believing in the one monotheistic God. Here on this Saturday morning, I miss my Sunday morning drives with my dad and mom and siblings as we all crowded in the back seat of the 52 or 53 Chevy. I don't know which one it was. Memories. Memories. And I thank God for them. Christmas 2014. Will you join me as I remember good times?